The Dow was down 262 points. This is NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Northern Symphony of England, conducted by Richard Hickox, with a mazurka type of waltz dance. A composition there by Edward Elgar, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's good to be with you as classical music continues here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and in this hour, coming up, we have an Irish violin sonata from 1931, music by Howard Ferguson. And later, a tribute to the works of Antonio Vivaldi with a orchestral suite Vivaldiana by Gianfrancesco Malipiero. Right now, the La Scala Philharmonic and conductor Riccardo Muti will take us through some early symphonic music from Puccini before his days in his success in opera. We'll hear Capriccio Sinfonico next on Kansas Public Radio. Early music from Puccini, Capriccio Sinfonico, performed by the La Scala Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Riccardo Muti, this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 12:23. And a little bit later in the hour, we'll listen to some more Italian music. We'll explore music of Antonio Vivaldi through a bit of a modern lens, and the orchestral suite Vivaldiana by Gianfrancesco Malipiero. That's in a little over 15 minutes' time here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information is at cromwellsolar.com. 81 degrees here on the KU campus. That's about as warm as it's expected to get this afternoon. Sunny skies. Tonight clear, low of 60. Looks nice for Friday with sunny skies and a high near 83. Little Irish chamber music next. We have something for you by composer Howard Ferguson, who was born in Belfast in 1908. In the 1920s, he went over to England's Royal College of Music to learn from the greats, from the likes of Gerald Finzi and Ray Vaughan Williams, and his was some of the most important 20th century music to emerge from Northern Ireland. What we'll listen to, he wrote in 1931 his first violin sonata, played for us by Lydia Mordkovich, and at piano Clifford Benson. Here on KPR. Composed in 1931. Violin Sonata No. 1 by Irish composer Howard Ferguson. Played by violinist Lydia Mordkovich, along with pianist Clifford Benson. Here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:43 is the time. Coming up at the top of the hour, news from NPR. Classical music continues until 3. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City. And we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. KPR continues to expand its news coverage, and that is because of support from more than 5,000 listeners just like you. In-depth reporting matters so much to our members that they're willing to spend 10 or 20 or even more every month to ensure the service continues to grow. Their support matters, and yours does as well. Take a minute to go to that website, kansaspublicradio.org, to make a donation today, and thank you for your support of KPR. We move on next to an orchestral suite, one that was composed in 1952, but evokes the world of 18th century Italy. From composer Gianfrancesco Malipiero, we'll hear an orchestral suite comprised of a few different reworkings of movements from concertos by Antonio Vivaldi. Movements that have been newly imbibed with vibrant orchestral colors will enjoy Vivaldiana with the Veneto Philharmonic, conducted by Peter Mock, on KPR. Composed in 1952, composed in 1952, Vivaldiana, an orchestral suite comprised of a few arrangements from Vivaldi concertos put together by Italian composer Gianfrancesco Malipiero. Conductor Peter Mock led the Veneto Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's just about 1 o'clock, and news from NPR is just ahead, and classical music continues in the next hour, where we'll have the Vienna Brahms Trio and music by Schumann, his second piano trio, plus Mozart, the orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment, with his first violin concerto. That and much more still to come as classical music unfolds on this Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with the goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. 83 degrees here on the KU campus. Sunny skies for this afternoon. Tonight clear with a low of 60. For tomorrow, sunny with a high of 83. You're listening to KPR.
KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Lottie, 1 point. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From Mikhail Glinka, the overture to Ruslan and Ludmila, played by the Russian National Orchestra led by Mikhail Pletnev, on Kansas Public Radio. Some delightful music to welcome you into our 1 o'clock hour of music here on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Always glad to be with you, and we're looking forward to some Mozart a little bit later on when the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment will bring us a concerto. Mozart had about 5 violin concertos, and we'll hear his very first in a little bit here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City Jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Well, before we get to the music of Mozart, chamber music by Robert Schumann. Some music written in 1847 that has been described as effervescent and highly cheerful, which is good. That's exactly what we're going for. Piano Trio number 2 in F major, put on for us by the Vienna Brahms Trio on Kansas Public Radio. And so concludes Piano Trio number 2 in F major, music written by Robert Schumann in 1847 and played this afternoon by the Vienna Brahms Trio here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:36, and coming up at the top of the hour, news from NPR. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and we're always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We're glad you could join us for classical music here on a Thursday afternoon, where on the KU campus it's 83 degrees under sunny skies. Tonight should be mostly clear with a low of 60. Looks nice tomorrow, sunny with a high of 83, a low of 63 for Friday night, and a chance of rain and showers on Saturday. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. Now time to enjoy a little Mozart. We'll listen to the first of 5 of his violin concertos. This one, written around 1773, Mozart was about 17 years of age at the time. Victoria Malova is our violinist as well as conductor of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment. Next on KPR. ¶¶ Victoria Malova, violinist and conductor of the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment in Mozart and his first violin concerto in B-flat major here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 o'clock here at the KU campus. Coming up in a moment, news from NPR. Then the next hour of classical music will proceed with, among other things, one of the concertos of George Friedrich Handel. You'll also have a chance to win 2 free concert tickets to a performance of the Kansas City Baroque Consortium and a concert they're having in Kansas City tomorrow evening with music of Handel and Vivaldi. Stay tuned for more information and your chance to win tickets coming up on Kansas Public Radio.
News.
Join us for All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Lie to defeat Donald Trump and that he could jeopardize Democrats from retaking the House in November. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 455 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Some music by English composer Ernest Tomlinson, called Graceful Dance, played by the Northern Symphonia of England, led by David Lloyd-Jones, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again. For more classical music, I'm Jeff Watson. Between now and 3 o'clock, we'll hear a little bit more modern English music when we give you a trio for flute, cello, and piano from William Alwyn. And then we've got something for you quite lovely called The Caribbean Concerto, a guitar concerto from Herbert Chappell. That's in just a little bit. Thanks for being with us for classical music on a Thursday afternoon. Something happening this Friday evening, tomorrow night, is a marvelous concert put on by the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. They'll have music by Handel and Antonio Vivaldi at Country Club United Methodist Church at 400 West 57th Street in Kansas City, Missouri, featuring the lyric soprano Hannah DePriest. You can find out more about this concert over at kcbaroque.org. We'll listen ourselves to a bit of music by George Friedrich Handel, the second Concerto Grosso, in B-flat major with the musicians of Tafel Musik. This performance lasts for approximately 10 minutes, and be with us afterwards for a chance to win a pair of free concert tickets to the Kansas City Baroque Consortium's concert tomorrow night at 7:30. You're listening to KPR. There you have Concerto Grosso No. 2 in B-flat major, music by George Friedrich Handel, put on for us by the players of Tafel Musik here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by George Friedrich Handel, as well as Vivaldi, are part of a concert put on by the Kansas City Baroque Consortium. They'll be playing tomorrow evening, 7:30 p.m., at Country Club United Methodist Church at 400 West 57th Street in Kansas City, featuring the lyric soprano Hannah DePriest. Find out more about the concert and how to attend over at kcbaroque.org. There is another option for attending the concert tomorrow night. It's been a while since we've done this, but we're giving away a pair of free concert tickets for this performance right now. And all you have to do to win is to be caller number 5. Be the fifth one to call us at our toll-free number, 1-888-577-5268. That's 1-888-KPR-KANU. Today's fifth caller is the winner of these tickets for the Kansas City Baroque Consortium's concert tomorrow night. Once again, that number is 1-888-577-5268. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent in a family-friendly atmosphere, open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com. Next, we're with three wonderful musicians, flutist Kate Hill, cellist Carolyn Dernley, and Julius Drake at the piano, for a trio for flute, cello, and piano by English composer William Alwyn on KBR. Kate Hill, Carolyn Dernley, and Julius Drake playing flute, cello, and piano, respectively, in a trio by William Alwyn on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:36. We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. At 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR. Support for classical music comes from Blue Collar Press, located in Lawrence, Kansas. Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Next, we'll listen to music by British composer Herbert Chappell, composer and filmmaker whose music was a mainstay on BBC Radio and British TV through the 60s and 70s. This concerto of his was sketched during a vacation in Antigua during Carnival time, the Caribbean Concerto, or Guitar Concerto No. 1, with guitarist Eduardo Fernandez and the English Chamber Orchestra on KPR. Guitar Concerto No. 1, the Caribbean Concerto, from British composer Herbert Chappell, played by the English Chamber Orchestra, led by Barry Wordsworth with the guitarist Eduardo Fernandez, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, it's about 3 o'clock. Up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Later tonight at 7, Classics Live, followed by an hour of classical music with Destiny from 8 to 9. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks, as always, for joining me for classical music in the afternoons. We'll visit again at noon tomorrow. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Topeka Zoo and I Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Wednesday, from tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org. It's 3 o'clock. This is KPR.